You're listening to SBS News.
The United States' push for a renewed investigation into the origins of coronavirus continues to gain traction, with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saying he backs the move. US President Joe Biden has given the country's intelligence agencies 90 days to find answers as to how the virus that was first detected in China in late 2019 emerged. He says they're pursuing rival theories, including the possibility of an accident at a virology lab in Wuhan, and are likely to release the full report to the public once it's completed. In response to the renewed debate, Facebook is no longer removing posts that claim the virus was man-made. The Chinese government has repeatedly rejected any link between COVID-19 and the virology lab. Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Zhao Lijian is accusing the US of trying to make China a scapegoat.
The US side does not care about facts and truth, nor is it interested in serious scientific origin tracing, but wants to use the pandemic to engage in stigmatization and political manipulation to shirk its responsibility. This is disrespectful of science and irresponsible to people's lives, and moreover, it undermines the global anti-epidemic efforts and solidarity.
In the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson is denying claims from his former top advisor that the government's handling of COVID-19 caused thousands of needless deaths. Dominic Cummings alleges the government's pandemic response was undermined by lies and incompetence. But Mr. Johnson says the accusations are untrue.
At every stage, we've been governed by a determination to protect life, to save life, to ensure that our NHS is not overwhelmed. And we've followed, to the best we can, the data and the guidance that we've had. And what we're doing now is still following the data, still looking very carefully at where we're going, looking at what's happening with the new variant.
Cases of the variant first detected in India have almost doubled in the UK since last week to nearly 7,000. Health Secretary Matt Hancock warns England's plans to lift remaining coronavirus restrictions next month could be delayed as a result.
We will make a formal assessment ahead of the 14th of June as to what step we can take on the 21st, and in that we will be both driven by the data, we will be advised on and guided by the science, and we will be fully transparent both with this House and with the public in those decisions.
India continues to record the highest daily increase in COVID-19 cases around the world, with its overall total now 27.37 million. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government has faced mounting criticism for its failure to secure vaccines, as the devastating second wave causes India's death toll to rise above 315,000. It had been insisting on conducting local vaccine trials before approving them for use, but it's now scrapping that policy for well-established foreign jabs in order to fast-track imports. The move is set to speed up the arrival of Pfizer vaccines and those developed by Johnson & Johnson and Moderna. Dr. Vinod Kumar Pol is a member of the Indian government's Public Policy Institute.
We are engaged with Pfizer because they have indicated availability of certain amount of certain volume of vaccine in coming months, so possibly starting in July. And we are looking at what their expectations from the government are, and they are looking at what our expectations from them are.
Africa is also facing vaccine shortages, with the World Health Organization saying the continent needs at least 20 million doses of the AstraZeneca jab within 6 weeks if those who've had their first shot are to get the second in time for maximum protection. It's a call backed by French President Emmanuel Macron, who's currently visiting Rwanda.
Aider l'Afrique.
Helping Africa, notably here in Rwanda, to vaccinate its health workers, the most vulnerable citizens, as we've done ourselves, and then progressively the rest of the population in order to reach herd immunity, is first of all a moral duty, but it's also to understand the virus better. which is in the interest also of all other countries of the world. If we don't vaccinate as soon as possible, wherever we can, the virus will continue to develop and find new mutations and therefore hit harder these countries with new mutations and potentially spread in already vaccinated countries with more resistant variants.
Africa's registered more than 4.7 million COVID-19 cases and almost 130,000 deaths since the pandemic began. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.